see me, Arnie Ruthenberg, sales manager, or any one of our professional sales staff for an unbeatable deal that only can come from Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick in Seaway.
Facing a first and 10 from the USA 31-yard line. They lead 8-0 with 3 minutes and 11 seconds left in the first quarter. Shelkey back to pass, throwing down to the corner of the end zone. It is caught. Touchdown, Harbor Beach. A beautiful pass from James Shelkey into the hands of Austin Roberts, the 6'3" wide receiver senior for Harbor Beach, and he's in for the second score for the Pirates tonight with 3:04 left in the first quarter.
Oh, that's a mismatch all day long. We mentioned it last week. We're going to mention it again. These wide receivers are all 6'1", and that one there is 6'3", Austin Roberts, and he runs the field very well. A little bit of a double move. He hesitates and then kicks it into the next gear down the sideline, and he's able to outrun Josh Lang, which is quite impressive. And again, nonetheless, a perfect throw, and as it drops right over the shoulder in full stride, Austin Roberts is able to make the catch and go to the ground, completing the catch. An absolutely impressive throw and catch, something you see on Sundays, folks, and a touchdown for Harbor Beach as they go for two.
Shelkey pinches out to his left of Cole Anderson, and he puts his shoulder down, and he's in for the two-point conversion as he gets across by about a half a yard. The two-point conversion is good, and now it's Harbor Beach 16, USA nothing, with 3:04 still left in the first quarter, right here on the WLW Sports Network.
If you're considering either new or additional grain handling facilities, you need to contact DS Services of Cass City right away to start adding additional profit to your bottom line. Make DS Services your primary source for grain bins, dryers, and material handling equipment for farm or commercial operation. Whether you need a minor repair or site design and a complete new grain storage and handling facility, call DS Services. Their 22 product lines include Stormore grain bins, Honeyville grain handling equipment, and MCN Nico grain dryers. They provide expert site design and millwright services. They maintain a huge inventory of replacement parts. Need a lift? DS Services has certified crane operators and 3-truck and all-terrain cranes ranging from 40 to 55-ton capacity with up to 185 feet of reach, suitable for maneuvering any job site. DS Services crane rental is the perfect choice for your truss job or any other lifting need. Visit dsservicesinc.com or call 989-872-3318. 872-3318.
You're listening to the WLW Sports Network with 3 minutes and 4 seconds left in the first quarter. Harbor Beach strikes for the second time tonight. This time they marked 6 plays, 80 yards in 2 minutes and 32 seconds off the clock for a total of 7 minutes and 13 seconds on the night. Kendall Gentner's kick goes to about the 23-yard line, takes one bounce, and it's brought in by Hunter Bones. Slows down. He's at the 30-yard line, dives back into the middle of the field, still on his feet, and a second effort gets him out to about the 34-yard line, and an 11-yard return for Hunter Bone. Harbor Beach special teams, number 47, Robert Emming, on the tackle, and first and 10 for the USA Patriots on their second drive of the night.
At USA starting at almost the exact same position their last drive did, their own 34-yard line, so not terrible place to start this drive, but they absolutely need a first down or two. And to slow this game down, Harbor Beach, they're all about firepower. They want to score and score often, as you can see already. And this is USA's chance to milk some clock, drive the field, give their defense a rest, and get back into this game.
It's a handoff to Hunter Bone right through the right gap, gets out to about the 40-yard line. He hit that hole pretty hard. And with some speed, gets across the 40, out to about the 42-yard line. That is a 7, maybe even 8-yard gain, brought down by number 65, Jacob Deere, defensive tackle, 5'10", 235-pound senior for Harbor Beach. Second down, 3 to go.
Yeah, Rocky Hahn leading the way, makes a nice block there to spring Bone through the line of scrimmage. He actually gets 8 on the play, their longest run of the game so far. Maybe 7 based on the spot, but still their biggest play of the game by far. And now USA going to try to get their first down of the game.
as they hand off right up the middle and trying to go into trench warfare here as they try and get close to that first down marker. Looks like he's going to be shy by about a half of a yard. It's going to be a two-yard gain for whatever ball carrier that was in the bottom of the pile, and there's the single already, and they're saying first down. Allen Rabin gets 2 yards and just enough for the first down, first and 10 for the Patriots.
Yeah, it's a pretty healthy spot. I thought he was certainly short of the first down, but nonetheless, they aren't even going to measure. They're going to give it a first down. But that's crucial for USA as they get their first down of the game, as we mentioned. Now we'll get a couple more and see if they can get their first score of the game as well.
The referee tonight, Mark Emmendorfer, umpire Bill Dean, linesman Mike Ritchie, line judge John McDowell, and back judge is Josh Dean. T formation, three men in the backfield. Kramer rolls to his right, looking to pass, and he has to get rid of it as Evan Smiglinski brings him down way back to the 35-yard line. A 10-yard sack for the big man on the defensive line for Harbor Beach. Evan Smiglinski, a defensive tackle, 270 pounds, 6'6", sophomore, yeah, second down and 20.
The key word there, sophomore. He's got a bright future ahead of him, and he's able to get through the line of scrimmage and get into the backfield. Micah Kramer, not seeing what's coming. That wasn't the blind side. That was face on. He knew he was coming. I don't know how he couldn't. The shadow that was coming his way started long before he got near him. But nonetheless, Micah Kramer not able to find anybody open. Tucks it down and 6'6", 270 hits him after that. So that's a big loss on first down. Bring up second and probably 19 or so.
That looked like a Trump presidential election promise there with a giant wall coming at him. It's a handoff for USA, and looking like the 8-yard loss on that second and 8. They get out for about 3 more yards out to the 40-yard line. A gain of 4, third down and 14 to go for the 40-yard line.
Allen Rabin with that carry, and so far they really haven't had any luck running into the teeth of that defensive line of Harbor Beach. I think an audible here or a change of game plan is going to be big time for USA. They're going to have to chest them to the outside, or in this situation, you almost certainly got to think they're going to try to attempt a pass.
Word on the street, and from our emergency services, Jared Langan with a lower body injury. As USA in a third down and 14, they hand it off through the trenches, and it's a 1-yard gain brought down by number 51 for Harbor Beach. That would be Kendall Gentner, and we have reached the end of the first quarter with Harbor Beach with a 2-score lead, 16-0 over the USA Patriots after a 1-yard Allen Rabin run. Right here on the WLW Sports Network, second quarter action coming up. It's Harbor Beach 16-0 over the USA Patriots.
More Motor Sales in Carroll has been serving motorist needs in here in Sanilac and Tuscola counties for more than a half century. It started as Burton Moore Ford and became Moore Motor Sales in 1970. Since the beginning, customers have enjoyed fair and friendly treatment and service, which is why motorists from all over the thumb keep driving to Carroll. The customer is still king at Moore Motor Sales, the no-gimmicks, full-disclosure Ford Lincoln Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram dealer at the west side of Carroll on M81. Why not find out for yourself?
USA facing a fourth down and 13 from their own 41-yard line. They will be forced to punt this one away. Again, as deep back for the Pirates are at their own 25-yard line. That looks like it's Michael Anderson and James Shelkey on the right side of your radio. Brennan Prime for USA ready to punt this one away. The punt is up, and it's a nice hang time on that one. And it's going to come down to the 25-yard line, and James Shelkey and Michael Anderson run away from it, and it stops dead at the 22-yard line. First and 10 for the Pirates, right to left across the radio. They lead 16-0, 9 seconds into the second quarter.
Yeah, very nice punt. A lot of hang time. No chance for a return. Just a fair catch needed there. Harbor Beach decided to just back away and let it bounce, and it basically bounces and comes down in the same place like one of my golf shots when I hit the green, Clark,
and so,
you know, right there and sticks right where it's supposed to be. So a good kick there by USA. You don't want to get burned on special teams, so you pin Harbor Beach back, make them go the length of the field again. We'll see if Harbor Beach is going to score 3-for-3 this time.
They're starting at their 23-yard line this time. 11:51 left in the first half. Two wide each way. One man in the backfield, that's Anderson with Shelkey. And Shelkey's going to keep it in USA, plowed right through that line. And they're going to bring him down for a loss of 3, maybe even 4 yards. He's back at the 19-yard line. A loss of 4 on the play. Second down and 14 to go. Brought down by number 85, Zach.